Slap some gravy on there. There you go.
You ruined it with the gravy.
Oh, no. It's usually a good gravy.
Country, like a spicy country sausage
gravy. I don't like gravy.
Period?
At all. Ever. On anything.
That's so sad. So you don't even like... Okay. Wow.
Nope. That's super Thanksgiving sad. Is not like everybody else loves Thanksgiving. The gravy and all that stuff.
You got a turkey that's cooked right, you don't need gravy.
Yeah, I don't like gravy. Only thing I like on my turkey is cranberry sauce, the fake cranberry sauce.
Oh, no, you got to get that cranberry relish from... From, was it Fresh Market?
Oh, Trader Joe's has a good one, too.
Fresh Market beats Trader Joe's.
And the Trader Joe's has a little bit of orange in it.
So does Fresh Market.
Okay.
It's like cranberry, orange, pecans. I can't remember what it's in it. And they have it year-round.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't tell Seth good. That.
Seth!
Welcome to the Fit Life Show, where we share tips and tricks on fitness, food, family, and fun. SOS. Should SOS be a morning staple for breakfast?
Now, let's go ahead and define what does SOS stand for?
Yeah, I had no clue.
Yeah, since George didn't even know. During our
commercial break,
yes,
we kindly informed George.
I'm thinking SOS is like, help, help, you know, like.
Yeah. It is, but not okay. In this way.
Stuff on a shingle.
Stuff on a shingle.
Mm-hmm.
Other people know it as.
Bleep on a shingle.
Yes.
Yes.
Or bleep on bleep.
Yep.
Bleep on bleep. Okay, yeah.
I censored myself.
I appreciate that.
So you didn't have to.
Yeah, my mom's dad used to say bleep on a shingle. Yep.
So we need to know, like, I mean, who's heard of this and who hasn't? So definitely in the comments.
True.
Well, right yes. Now we're at two out of three. Yeah. I knew about it, minus George.
Yeah, so.
He's now educated. See, you learned something new every day.
I did learn something new.
An SOS is usually biscuits, but it can also be bread from what I've seen. But it's usually...
That's that SOS on a budget.
Yeah, yes. It's biscuits with a usually white gravy, and it has chipped beef or, you know, chips of sausage or some corn type meat of dash. Meat in it.
You can.
You could.
You could top it with some corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
key thing, back up. It's got to be buttermilk biscuits.
Buttermilk biscuits. Okay.
I don't know if that's really a requirement for it to be a for me, it SOS. Okay.
It's got to be a requirement for me because just like that, just that thickness of that buttermilk, and then you let it just soak in the gravy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you cut it in half?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely a fork and knife type or a fork type eat.
Usually it's two biscuits cut in half. You lay it down flat, and then you pour the gravy on top.
Mm-hmm.
You do the inside up, though, so that way it soaks up more of the gravy.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds disgusting.
So if you don't like soggy bread,
yeah,
I apologize. That's why I said more of the buttermilk, because the buttermilk doesn't get as soggy as a normal bread would.
True.
Yeah.
It still stays nice and firm and kind of put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
So good.
Anyhow.
Yeah, and we found out in the back, before we started this episode, that George doesn't like gravy, period.
Yeah, any kind of gravy.
Which is just sad.
Zero
gravy. You even said during Thanksgiving on...
Yeah.
Beautiful mashed potatoes. You don't like a little gravy?
Nah.
Well, see, I don't even eat mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving either.
Yeah. Huh?
That's a waste of space.
Well, I don't eat stuffing. I don't eat a lot of stuff for Thanksgiving. So mashed potatoes are definitely important to me because I eat turkey, cranberry sauce,
mashed potatoes. See, I like a baked mac and cheese, turkey, a little bit of stuffing, and the cranberry relish.
Yeah.
See, last
and
year we
sweet,
had
oh, rolls. And some sweet Hawaiian
yeah.
rolls.
Yeah, we rolls. Do have rolls. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So I will do that. I'll cut a roll, one in small, like you said, maybe Hawaiian rolls, and then put a little turkey, and then put a little cranberry sauce on it. And sometimes we throw a little dollop of
mayo.
No. mashed potatoes. And then, yeah, it's kind of in a weird combination.
It's like
yeah.
a little mini turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes. I like it.
So, I mean, it's good.
Just missing the gravy.
So, the mashed potatoes are my gravy. Okay? There you go. Hey.
But like I kindly informed Caleb, if you have a properly and a well-cooked turkey, you don't need the gravy for the turkey.
Yeah.
It's, true. It's just like a steak. You don't need steak sauce.
A1 perfect... sauce, man. Oh, hell, yeah.
No.
Look, you're about to get Jose fired up.
A properly cooked steak and seasoned steak does not need any type of A1 sauce or steak sauce or anything.
The other day, Seth made steak. It was some of the best steak I've ever had. It was tender. It was juicy. It was like medium well.
Ugh.
Oh, and the no, you ruined
did,
it.
No, the seasoning he did on it.
There's no way that was juicy. Way?
So you had beef jerky.
No. Like it might have been closer to medium.
Still.
Was it pink?
It was a little pink.
Like a little, like, define a little.
It was about...
Was it anywhere near the color of George's shirt?
Half of the steak was pink. Nah, from the middle out.
Medium rare. You got to go medium rare.
I don't like it that way.
Yeah. Well, at least that was not... I would say that's not medium well. That's probably... You're probably medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
If you had more than half of the middle pink.
Yeah.
Mm.
But anyhow, back to SOS.
Yeah, back to SOS.
Help.
That
help.
Yeah. So, yeah. About that.
So should it be a breakfast staple?
Mm-hmm.
Is that was the question?
Yeah.
I mean, it all depends what you want. I mean, if you're trying to bulk up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're trying to cheat on a diet, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If breakfast is your cheat meal for that week and you're trying to go for it, man, go get that SOS, throw four scrambled eggs up top,
send
some
it.
Bacon.
Send it, right?
Send it.
The best way I've ever had an SOS was with eggs that were runny. Have that on top, and you just break the yolk, and it, oh,
it's now, so good. I will tell you, locally here, I will go to Foodcraft. They don't have an SOS as part of an entree. It's an a la carte type menu item. So I will get a order of SOS, four scrambled eggs, and some bacon. I just stack it on a plate.
That sounds very
and then I send
massive.
It. It's really not that big. I mean, the plate's about that big.
Do they only do two?
It's two biscuits about the size of your palm.
So it's still four if you
fold it open. Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Four halves, two
four
holes.
Halves. Okay.
I like to go with the minimal sign. You know, it's two biscuits.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds much better. Much better.
But I got my eggs. So, I mean, that's actually a good meal. But if so, really, I guess it's all dependent on, you know, where you're at in your diet. Like what you're trying to do. What is your goal? Where, you know, what's your focus? If you're watching carbs, then definitely not. Yeah. I guess it also too depends too where you grew up at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what area, what kind of culture. I mean, I didn't know what SOS was until I came in the military.
That
was at the prime age of 18.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of it does depend on where you live, where you grew up at, how you grew up, your culture and so forth. So
yeah. Now, George, would you be open to trying an SOS on a sample Saturday?
Negative.
Awesome. So that's going to be one of the future sample Saturdays.
Negative. No sample Saturdays. So on my opinion, there is nowhere that an SOS would be needed. Yeah. You know,
now, is that your personal opinion or is that your professional opinion?
That is my professional opinion.
Okay.
And that's just because... there's just too much in there that I really think is, there's not a whole lot of benefit in it if you're looking at like carbs and, I mean, I guess there would be some protein and stuff like that, but it's white biscuit.
Yep.
Okay, with fat gravy, which is basically fat.
Yep.
Okay.
Fat reduced down with flavor.
With flour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which is not good. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
while he's breaking it down, it's making me more hungry.
So, I mean, I just don't see there being very, very much of a benefit in it at all. Now, if you want to, I mean, there's a lot of things that have no benefit, but if you want to indulge, then a cheat meal, I think that's great. But I'm like, yeah. Now, again, because I don't like it.
I feel like you have a biased opinion.
I do have probably more of a biased opinion, but I'm just saying, you know. So, pick something else that might be better: chicken and waffles.
So, how's waffle?
Yeah, I was just
wondering. It is much better than a biscuit. Okay? You go with the protein waffle.
Oh, okay,
okay.
So now, what if you swapped out like your gravy with like a turkey sausage type gravy?
Regular. You probably wouldn't like it.
You'd be surprised. First Watch has a good one.
Okay.
Now I've actually had an SOS with waffles.
Okay. See. That's Caleb.
That's good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. It sounds like you just ruined a delicious, amazing waffle. So
he did.
But it's okay. So yeah, so cool. Yeah, you guys eat your SOSs. I mean, I would eat a biscuit. You know what I mean? I like biscuits. So I don't really care for sausage, but I'd have biscuits and bacon. Yeah? Okay. Does that work?
So you'd have an S without the SO.
Yeah. Then you could put...
He'd have the shingle.
Right. He'd have the shingle without the SO.
You could put jelly, strawberry jelly on the biscuits, the buttermilk biscuits.
That's true.
I would do that.
So you're just talking about just a regular breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, to end this episode, I think we need to spin the wheel. And we should ask the audience to comment whether they have had an SOS before and if they would try it.
Also comment if you've just been educated what an SOS is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
The masses and the peoples would like to know.
Yeah, because I was on a call, a Zoom call with like 10 friends of mine. Not one of them knew what an SOS was. It's sad.
Yeah, see?
More people should know.
Don't need to know. You guys are trying to cultivate bad habits. Okay?
All right. Jose, you want to spin the wheel?
I gave it a gentle spin. So we're not sitting here for an hour trying to wait for it to finish spinning.
10% off FitBodies in-store purchases. Great. So all you have to do, like we mentioned before, comment if you've been educated on what SOS is, if you'd be interested in trying the SOS, and you will have a chance to win 10% off FitBodies in-store purchases.
That's right.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Well, folks, that's all for now. Keep your eyes open for our next episode coming soon. Or make it easier on yourself and click that subscribe button right down there. Or there to the side. Or there. Or, wherever it's put, click it and you'll be notified the instant a new episode becomes available. Please let us know what you think of our show and what you'd like to hear on here in the future. Is there a workout that stumps you or something you have a question about? Post them on the Fit Life Show Facebook page. Till next time, this is the Fit Life Show, brought to you by Fit Bodies Unlimited. Get fit, stay fit.